32, Esmeralda wins.
Yeah.
There you go. Esmeralda wins.
Thank you.
There you go. Right in the nick of time. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
We've got Feinberg is going to be on Talk TV.
Oh, very
and
nice.
We're going to do a Would Esmeralda Buy That tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
All right, cool. We'll see you tomorrow. News is coming up next, and then the opening bell.
Weekdays, WGN Radio comes to TV. Don't just listen, but watch The Steve Cochran Show each morning from 9 to 10 for a little news, talk, and fun. And then afternoons from 3 to 4, watch The Roe Con Show with Anna DeVlantis and get Roe's unique take on the day's news. Catch an hour of The Steve Cochran Show and The Roe Con Show with Anna DeVlantis weekdays only on CLTV.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Like I said, Dan Feinberg will be with us for TV Talk tomorrow and much more. This is Chicago's very own 720 WG in Chicago and WGNradio.com. WG News Time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Mary and Joy Rehabilitation Hospital. And here is Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. Clear skies and 40 degrees at O'Hare. The U.S. Senate is now involved after video goes viral of a passenger being dragged from a plane in Chicago. Details right after WGN Traffic with Mary Vandeville.
And looking good on most of the roadways this morning. No delays on the Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Stevenson, or the Ryan. The tollways are in good shape. I-80, the westbound ramp to 57, earlier accident now off to the side. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Protesters gathered outside O'Hare Airport's United Airlines terminal last night in response to the forceful removal of a man from a flight Sunday.
This level of escalated police enforcement against an elderly man by the Chicago Aviation Department and its sanctioning by United Airlines should be appalling to everyone.
69-year-old Dr. David Dow was randomly chosen to be taken from the flight from O'Hare to Louisville to make room for a flight crew. When he refused, he was yanked from his seat, suffered what appeared to be a bloody mouth. He's now being represented by two Chicago law firms. United Airlines is headquartered in Chicago. The CEO of its parent company, Oscar Munoz, is pledging to review policies. He's also issued an apology, but defends the employee action, says they followed procedure. Now leaders of a key U.S. Senate committee are getting involved. They've requested a detailed explanation from United of what led to the agent's decision to yank that passenger from his seat. They're criticizing United's reaction to the incident and say it appears the CEO of United doesn't fully understand the public's anger over video of the passenger's removal. Russian President Vladimir Putin may still meet with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. That's according to a Putin spokesman just moments ago. The Kremlin has previously refused to say whether Putin would meet with him. Tillerson arrived in Moscow yesterday for talks with Russia's foreign minister. An historic meeting today between President Trump and the head of NATO at the White House. During the presidential campaign, then-candidate Trump said something no U.S. president said before.
NATO is obsolete.
Now NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is in Washington to explain why that treaty defense organization is still vital, agreeing with President Trump that many nations aren't paying their fair share.
Europeans cannot ask the United States to commit to Europe's defense if they are not willing to commit more themselves.
We're expecting to hear from the president and Stoltenberg after the meeting. The two will take questions from reporters. Republicans have pulled out a victory in Kansas. It was the first of four U.S. House elections to replace GOP congressmen who vacated their seats after being named to top jobs in President Trump's administration. Republican Ron Estes in Kansas's 4th district speaking on the close victory last night.
That it was a chance for the Democrats. They were motivated. There was a lot of angst against the president, and they were going to fight back. But we really showed the pundits tonight, didn't we?
Referring to media reports that Republicans could lose that seat. The next contest, this one in Georgia, could be even closer. The victory margin Tuesday for Estes was only 7 percentage points compared to 31 in November when incumbent Mike Pompeo ran before being appointed CIA director. Back locally, residents in the city's Old Town neighborhood are reacting to yesterday's drive-by shooting outside a storefront on Sedgwick. Among the victims, two 12-year-old boys. Bridget Byron says she walks her son to school each day on the same block near Schiller Street.
You know, our families often call us and ask us when we're going to move to the suburbs, you know, when we're going to give this up.
Chicago police have not announced any suspects in the case, and Chicago police are questioning a person of interest in the killing of a Cook County judge. 66-year-old Raymond Miles and his girlfriend were shot outside his Roseland home early Monday morning. She's expected to recover. Police say they believe robbery was the motive. Let's get a check at WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Bennett.
Thank you, Vic. Good morning. It's win or go home or stay home, potentially, for the Bulls, though they could still make the playoffs, even with a loss tonight to the Brooklyn Nets. But the Bulls can clinch a playoff spot with a victory at home in their regular season finale. It's the final night of the NBA's regular season. Still up for grabs. The top seed in the East, Boston, has a one-game lead on Cleveland. And while the Cavs own the tiebreaker, LeBron James will sit out tonight's game with Toronto. The Stanley Cup playoffs get going tonight. Five games on the schedule, including Western Conference matchups, St. Louis at Minnesota and San Jose at Edmonton. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report, the Hawks get going tomorrow night, hosting the Nashville Predators. Game one of the best of seven here on WGN tomorrow at 6:30. In baseball, Michael Brantley's RBI double in the 10th lifted Cleveland to a 2-1 win over the White Sox in the Indians' home opener. The Sox falling to 2-4 on the season. Todd Frazier homered for the Sox. They play at Cleveland again today. And after a day off, the Cubs continue the celebration of their World Series championship when they get their rings in a pregame ceremony at Wrigley Field before the second game of their series with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Cubs go for four in a row as John Lackey makes the start. I'm Dave Hennett, WGN Sports.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you. One that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank, but at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit AssociatedBank.com or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Aged cheese is okay, I guess, but fresh cheese is amazing.
And Saturday, you can get 1 pound of fresh cheese free at Penny Mustard Furnishings.
This is seriously fresh.
From cow to chow in 48 hours.
No strings attached.
Stop by Penny Mustard, grab a 1 pound bag and go.
It's our squeaky gift to you and your family.
Just in time for Easter dinner.
Squeaky Cheese Day, Saturday, while supplies last at Penny Mustard Furnishings.
Five locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Grandview buys homes. Do you have a home that is outdated or in need of repairs? Hello, I'm Tom Detlich with Grandview Homes, and we'll buy your home today, stress and hassle-free. Bad roof, leaky windows, wet basement, or junk up to the rafters, we'll buy your home as is. If you have a vacant home or a rental home you no longer want, or just a difficult-to-sell home, let Grandview buy your home today. You won't have to do any repairs, not even any cleanup. Just leave the stress and the mess to us. Sell your home with no inspections, no repairs, no realtors, no commissions, no closing costs, and no hassles. Call us now. You'll get a no-obligation, fair cash offer in 24 hours. Grandview is locally owned and operated right here in Chicagoland. So call the name you can trust, Grandview Homes. Call us at 888-345-BUY-HOMES. That's 888-345-2894. Or visit us at GrandviewHomes.com.
Your money on WGN. Asian equities closed mixed today. Trading in Europe is higher this morning. Oil and gold futures are higher in pre-market trading. Major index futures in the U.S. are pointing to a somewhat mixed start to the trading day on Wall Street. The numbers next with Steve Grzanich on the Opening Bell. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
A sunny start today, then increasing clouds becoming partly cloudy later on this afternoon. More sun and milder overall with a high near 60, about 10 degrees cooler along the lakefront. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A few showers develop after midnight down to 45. Some scattered showers possible early tomorrow, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, then mostly cloudy. 61, cooler along the lakefront. Friday, some peaks of sun, otherwise mainly cloudy. Some scattered showers, thunderstorms possible late, but some dry hours on Friday, a high of 68. Saturday, 74 for the high, maybe a morning shower, otherwise partly sunny. Sunday, a shower possible in the morning, then partly cloudy with a high of 67. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
Clear skies above both airports, 39 at O'Hare, 42 at Midway, 35 in Oswego, 44 downtown. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Toshiba's corporate history goes back more than a century and a half, but the company now warns there's, quote, substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern. The electronics and construction conglomerate reported a loss of $4.8 billion for most of last year and warned it may lose more than $8 billion this year. But its auditors wouldn't sign off on that statement, which was delayed twice. So Japanese stock market regulators may delist Toshiba. The huge losses are primarily caused by the woes of Westinghouse, its American atomic power reactor unit, which declared bankruptcy last month.
This missile strike on Syria, on top of this rocky start to the administration, really throws division between the president and his advisors. It puts that division into focus. Who has the president's ear at this current moment, you think?
I mean, quite possibly you. This is a president who likes to consume cable news. So you have a White House, I think, where the president is consuming a lot of information, consuming a lot of advice from various people with different factions. But there isn't a real hierarchy of who he should be listening to on any particular issues.
You look, we didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had a, you know, someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. So you have to, if you're Russia, ask yourself, is this a country that you and a regime that you want to align yourself with?
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Wednesday. It's April 12th, 2017, 5:11 in the morning. Glad to have you along for another edition of The Opening Bell. Another business day. Lots to cover this morning. A financial literacy summit in Chicago this morning. We'll talk about that in a little bit here on The Opening Bell. Maybe there will even be a quiz, so you want to take some notes. But first, let's begin on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning. Dow futures are looking for another tepid start to the day, up only 11 points right now. NASDAQ and S&P futures are just a little higher as well. But again, looking for direction this morning as the markets get ready for the opening bell at 8:30 Chicago time. Crude oil is trading up about 50, half a point. A half a percent, 53.70 a barrel. That's about 30 cents. Meanwhile, around the world, markets in Asia and in Europe are generally higher to mixed. In Asia mixed, the Nikkei off about 195 points overnight, down about a full percent. The Hang Seng, though, was up a full percent at 225 points. Asia, Europe markets are generally higher this morning, with looks like the DAX leading the way this morning, up about a third of a percent, and that's followed closely by the FTSE, which is up almost a third of a percent as well. All of the indices now green in Europe. The big story of the morning still remains United Airlines. Leaders of a key Senate committee are asking United and Chicago O'Hare Airport authorities to explain what led to Sunday night's forced removal of a man from a United flight. In letters to United CEO Oscar Munoz and Ginger Evans, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Aviation, the four senators wrote that United's explanation has been unsatisfactory and appears to underestimate the public anger about the incident. Senators say the incident could have been prevented with better communication or additional incentives. An apparent suggestion that United didn't offer passengers enough compensation to voluntarily give up their seat. The letters were signed by four of the top-ranking members of the Senate Commerce Committee, the Republican chairman, the Republican Aviation Subcommittee chairman, Roy Blunt, two Democratic senators as well, Bill Nelson of Florida, and Maria Cantwell of Washington. Yesterday, at one point, United stock was off almost 5%. That's $1 billion. It through the day, weeble and wobbled all around, at one point lower by about 3%. And this morning, pre-market, it's recovered a little bit, just off a half a percent. Ended the day yesterday down a full percent, so a costly 24 or 48 hours for United Airlines. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later on the opening bell as well. This morning here in Chicago, a financial literacy summit is being held, sponsored by Visa and the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. It's an effort to get you to know more about your finances, understand financial terms and financial stuff.
Hugh Norton is the head of U.S. financial education at Visa. He is with us here this morning here on The Opening Bell. Good morning, Hugh.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
We're talking a little bit about financial literacy. First, tell us about the summit that's coming up.
Sure. Yeah, Visa and the Chicago Fed have been hosting the Financial Literacy Summit for 11 years. And this year, I think, and I know this is just something you'd say anyway, but I think this is our most exciting program. We typically have gone with two panels. This year, we're going to have four panels. And this year, we really made an attempt to widen our focus. In the past, we've typically had people who were experts in financial literacy, which is, of course, for a Financial Literacy Summit, a good thing. But this year, we've really tried to expand and look at subject matter experts in other areas that might be able to, you know, contribute to the conversation. So, you know, from technology, gender, education, you know, experts in those fields to be able to bring that in. So I think it's going to be our best and most exciting summit to date.
So financial literacy probably covers a lot of different things. But in your mind, what is it that we're teaching?
I mean, ultimately, what we, you know, are hopefully teaching individuals to do is better manage their own finances. So, you know, not just what is compound interest, but, you know, how do I achieve my financial goals? How do I, you know, set and save and get where I want to be? So, I mean, everybody has that, you know, sort of life in their mind and they go, okay, you know, this is where I want to go. And it's sort of taking that and being able to hand them the tools to be able to make it there.
Hugh, hang on with us. We're going to take a break for traffic here. We'll continue our pre-dawn business conversation this morning with Hugh Norton. He's the head of U.S. financial education at Visa. It is the Practical Money Skills Summit that's today in Chicago. More on that coming up. But first at 5:16, time for traffic. Mary Vanderbilt standing by with that. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. Traffic sponsored by Presence Health. No delays on the Eden so far this morning. Looks great on the area roadways, especially the Kennedy. Inbound Eisenhower is clear. Inbound Stevenson, only about a 20-minute trip in from the tri-state. And the inbound Ryan is fine in from 95th. No backups. Bishop Ford, 57. That accident on I-80 earlier, the westbound ramp to northbound 57 has been cleared. Stuffy nose, fever, it could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments so you'll get quick results. Make an appointment today at presencehealth.com. .org/findadoc. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vanderbilt, WGN Traffic Central.
You could win a $500 gift card to Floor & Decor. You'll be floored by the largest selection of tile, wood, and stone, and everything you need to complete your project. Visit their 6 Chicagoland locations. Enter at WGNradio.com/contests.
Hey, it's Steve Cochran. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring's likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show that about half the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option that keeps couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire, FDA approved, currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everybody else. It's just a click away. Go to inspiresleep.com to learn more and review important safety information. Find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Do it now. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Easter Sunday. Easter eggs. Easter bunny. Lots of things pair with Easter, but none better than Baker Square pies. Another great pairing? Peanut butter and bananas, like our peanut butter banana supreme pie. Golden flaky crust, creamy peanut butter, fresh bananas. Perfect with your family celebration. Order your Easter pies today, like peanut butter banana supreme and classic French silk. Easter and the best pie in America. So good together. Call, click, or come in to Baker Square.
Mimi Yerfi and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra return to Edmond Memorial Chapel at Wheaton College Friday, April 21st. The program opens with Arvo Pärt's Fratre, followed by Bartok's first violin concerto featuring CSO Concertmaster Robert Chen. Closing the program is Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. Don't miss the CSO at Edmond Memorial Chapel at Wheaton College Friday, April 21st. For tickets, visit cso.org.
Think for a moment. What makes a great healthcare provider? Isn't it one that makes your life better?
One that makes getting an appointment easy. One that offers primary and award-winning specialty care.
One that's focused on you.
That one is Riverside Healthcare.
Riverside has more than a dozen locations just south of the south suburbs, including the new Frankfurt campus, and offers leading programs in heart care, oncology, orthopedics, and neurosurgery. Learn more at riversidehealthcare.org.
Riverside Healthcare, putting well within reach.
Taking care of yourself and your family is no easy task. The Riverside Medical Group can help. With a variety of primary and specialty care providers, the Riverside Medical Group has just the right help for you, the kids, the whole family. With many locations, including the newest campus in Frankfurt, getting the right care at the right place and right time will make your life much easier. To find the doctor that's right for you, visit riversidemedicalgroup.org. The Riverside Medical Group, putting well within reach.
There's a new team in town, the WGN-TV Evening News Team at 4. Join Ben Bradley, Lourdes Duarte, Demetrius Ivory, and Jarrett Payton weeknights at 4 on WGN-TV. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, a couple of other stocks of local interest we're watching. Archer Daniels Midland Corporation is off 1%. Allstate Corporation is off 0.2%. It's 5:20.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks barely budged on another day of mostly light trading ahead of the Easter holiday weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 6.75 points yesterday to 20,651. The NASDAQ Composite slid 14 points. The S&P 500 closed off 3.33. United Airlines saw its stock plummet following a public relations firestorm created when a passenger was dragged off a flight in Chicago. At one point, shares of United were down 4.4% yesterday, briefly erasing nearly $1 billion in market capitalization. A rebound in oil prices means drivers will pay more at the pump this summer than last. Retail gas will cost an average $2.46 a gallon from April through September, 13 cents higher than the summer of 2016. And beginning next week, Walmart will offer discounts on 10,000 items sold online when customers choose to pick them up at the store. The pickup discount will be expanded to more than 1 million of Walmart's most popular items by the end of June. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. We're on with Hugh Norton today. He's an education, financial literacy education coordinator with Visa. There's a big summit today in Chicago, sponsored by Visa and the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, a financial literacy summit. Hugh, before the break, we were talking a little bit about financial literacy. If you had to give a report card in terms of how the country does on this, how would we do in terms of financial literacy?
Well, no, I mean, and I think so. There's two challenges. One challenge is simply that people don't know, don't understand. We work a lot with high school kids, just because that tends to be a good age where you know, kids are old enough that they can understand, and maybe they have their own job, so it's a little bit easier because they're actually relating to money on their own. Mm-hmm. But they're not so old, maybe, that they've made, you know, some catastrophic financial mistakes. So we do tend to work with high school kids. And when you work with these kids, the problem is they're getting so many messages, and maybe even, you know, I'm not even talking about advertisement, but you're talking about, you know, even, you know, your favorite TV show where you're watching and, you know, this person who you relate to and is supposed to be poor, but yet, you know, they have the nicest apartment and the newest clothes. And so kids go, oh, okay, so that's my level set. Like, that's where I should be living, even if I don't have money. So a lot of it is really trying to show and convince them that you have to be able to save and budget. And, you know, sometimes the best method for doing that is also getting them excited about it. Like, well, how do I make my money work for me? So even if you're talking about investing, because that's more fun to talk about, right? So it's more fun to talk about that. And that can get kids more interested and engaged. And then the second challenge is that real behavioral change, and that's an even bigger challenge. And you know, I think it's one of those things where often I think for individuals it does take maybe a mistake to make them realize. I think the best outcomes will happen when you have public and private industry working together, where you have you know, parents, teachers, you know, guardians, but then also, you know, maybe the government helps with there's amazing tools and, you know, tricks that they have, and the school and education. So all these things sort of working together can make that happen, but it's difficult.
The saving part of it is a big deal because we as a people, especially Americans, we don't like to save money. And, you know, there's all these surveys constantly about how most Americans don't even have $500 for an emergency. How do you change that real, that seawall of, you know, people don't do this to
sure.
two people do it?
So, and I mean, I think a lot of it is baking savings in early. And, you know, I mean, so I know that, I mean, that's obviously that's something we do at home with our kids. But you know, baking that in early and trying to get those messages out there and over and over again. And I think hopefully if kids hear that enough times and actually see that, you know, see those savings start to grow, that can actually have a real impact. One of the things we do is Visa has looked to leverage our partnerships that are, you know, sort of more high profile in order to create resources that are entertaining. So one of those is something called financial football, where kids can move the ball down the field by correctly answering, you know, basic financial literacy questions. And so one of the things we do with that is we've actually partnered with 49 different state governments to distribute that game to schools across the state. And so when we do a launch, we'll go there with an NFL player. And so I've gotten to hear a lot of NFL players talk about how they relate to money. And one of the most recent ones we did, and one of the ones that I thought was the best, just because, you know, you should have seen the kids, you know, mouths were on the floor. So it was Kirk Cousins. And it was right after he'd signed his $19 million contract last year. And he was looking around at this room of kids. And he said, listen, you know, I could go out today and buy a Lamborghini today in cash, but I'm not going to do that. And he said, I still drive my grandmother's conversion van that I bought from her. I still live in a townhome, and I'm not planning on moving. I'm saving that so that when I get older and, you know, as my family moves forward, we have that. We have that to be able to save. And you just see the faces, the kids in the room. And that's, you know, so hopefully that type of message can, you know, sink in and make an impact.
Yeah, and it's all about having role models help you do that, or good parents or good teachers. That is part of, you know, I remember when I was a kid, 9 or 10 years old, I actually had kiddie checks. I remember having my allowance was in a savings, and I think that helped a lot. Is flash forward now to 2016, 2017, is technology helping in this? You mentioned the game, but how is technology overall helping?
Sure. I think technology offers, you know, some pitfalls, but then also some amazing opportunities. And I mean, circling back to the summit, so that's one thing. So last year we had one of our panels was specifically focused on technology. And then this year we have another one sort of focused on innovation and technology. Some of the things out there that you see, I mean, number one, I don't think you ever had the account access, obviously, that you did now. Being able to, if you want to make a budget, instantly, every single one of your purchases is cataloged in the category. And listen, yeah, sure, you might have to go through and correct or change a couple of them. But at the same time, everything is right there at your fingertips. So you can look back, and you can look back 3 months. You can look back 6 months and go, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is how I can change. The other thing that you have, that there have been a number of new companies out there that have done things like, you know, when you make a purchase, it rounds that purchase and it'll put it in a savings account. Mm-hmm. There's another one that we had actually on one of our panels last year at the summit, where what they do is they do the same thing, but with an investment account. And it's just, you know, sort of being able to build that nest egg. So whether you're building, you know, something for investment, whether you're building something for savings. And obviously, I mean, the first step is always that emergency savings fund. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, however you get people interested and engaged, that's just going to be good news.
We've been talking a lot about savings here. You mentioned investment just then. That's another thing. We recently had guests on the show talking about if millennials started at, let's say, age 20, with a 401k, they would have no problem by the time they were retiring being very wealthy. So again, it's starting early, right?
Absolutely.
Even if it's a little bit of money.
Sure. And you know, and baking that in, even for kids in elementary school, you know, it's not too early to get, you know, some sort of savings going. And so, you know, whether you're taking that opportunity, and this is something, I mean, we've looked to leverage different life events, you know, in order to, you know, provide people with an opportunity maybe to talk to, you know, a kid in their life, whether that's, we have a Tooth Fairy app where you can figure out, you know, what the tooth fairy is putting under pillows in your neighborhood and stuff like that. And you know, it's kind of a fun thing. But what it really is it offers you an opportunity to talk to, you know, the kids in your life and say, hey, listen, you know, the tooth fairy put $20 under your pillow or $5 under your pillow or whatever. You know, maybe you can take, you know, a couple dollars of that and you put that in savings. Maybe you want to take a dollar of that and look at a charity that the child might be interested in. You know, is there a way to take that, you know, $5 and make more money out of it? There's a lot of opportunities to talk to our kids, and I don't think that we always take advantage of them.
So back to the summit, how can people either attend or get involved in somehow with
sure,
this
absolutely. You know, if they're interested either in attending in person or in registering for the summit to watch it online, the webcast is available and will also be available after. So if you miss it tomorrow or today or whenever this airs, then they can go to finlitsummit.org and they can actually watch or listen right there online.
Hugh, thanks for being with us on The Opening Bell. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much.
Hugh Norton is the head of U.S. Financial Education at Visa, Inc. The summit is today, starting at 8 o'clock in Chicago, sponsored also by the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. It lasts until about noon. You can follow it online. You can go to register, even watch the webcast live, or as Hugh said, recorded once it's over at finlitsummit.org. That's F-I-N-L-I-T summit.org. You can also follow Practical Money on Twitter, at Practical Money. It's 5:30 on The Opening Bell. Vic Vaughn is standing by in the newsroom. Vic, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Federal lawmakers are now demanding answers from United Airlines. We have a report on the next fallout happening today after this break.
This is The Opening Bell.
Weekdays, WGN Radio comes to TV. Don't just listen, but watch The Steve Cochran Show each morning from 9 to 10 for a little news, talk, and fun. And then afternoons from 3 to 4, watch The Ro Con Show with Anna DeVlantis and get Ro's unique take on the day's news. Catch an hour of The Steve Cochran Show and The Ro Con Show with Anna DeVlantis weekdays only on CLTV.
What if two words that could change your life?
Without my kidney transplant, I would have missed my daughter's wedding.
Without my liver transplant, I would have missed my first prom.
Without my heart transplant, I would have missed the Cubs winning the World Series.
Each year, 300 people die in Illinois waiting for a transplant. Give the gift of life. Become an organ and tissue donor today by visiting lifegoeson.com.
What if?
What if?
What if?
What if it were you? Don't let what-ifs change your life. One person can improve the quality of life for up to 25 people. Give the gift of life by visiting lifegoeson.com. Sign up for the Illinois Secretary of State's Organ and Tissue Donor Registry. Go to lifegoeson.com.
Hey, it's Steve Cochran. You know the folks at Mattress Firm have lots of sales, but this is an opportunity so big, they're even impressed with themselves. It's a once-in-a-lifetime shot to get savings while you still can on tens of thousands of top-quality mattresses from the best-name brands. They got to get rid of tens of thousands of famous-name brand floor models and mattresses in stock and make room for the latest and greatest in technology and innovation. Mattress Firm is offering these top-name brands at truly historic savings of up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models, and they got to go. They got to go to make room for the next generation of sleep products. This buying opportunity will only last as long as these mattresses are in stock. Once they're gone, they're gone. And don't miss it. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sleep and save like never before. While supplies last and only at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm with all the best brands at all the best prices. Come to America's number one choice for sleep. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. It's 5:33 still ahead here on The Opening Bell. Another of the country's big auto shows is getting underway in New York. We'll take you there live right after the news, sponsored by Builder Supply Outlet. Here's Vic Vaughn.
And U.S. lawmakers are now demanding a full review of United Airlines policies on overbooked flights. Leaders of a key U.S. Senate committee have also demanded a full explanation by Chicago-based United of what led to the forced removal of a passenger aboard one of its aircraft before the flight departed from O'Hare Airport over the weekend. Meanwhile, that passenger, 69-year-old Dr. David Dow, is now being represented by two Chicago law firms. The president of Russia may meet face-to-face with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson today. That's according to a spokesman for Vladimir Putin. Until this morning, the Kremlin has refused to say whether he would meet with Tillerson. Tillerson arrived in Moscow yesterday for talks with Russia's foreign minister. And Iran's former president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has filed to run in the country's May presidential election. His decision is in defiance of the nation's supreme leader, who asked him to stay out of the race. Ahmadinejad has the support of hardliners in Iran who are calling for someone who they say will stand up to President Trump's leadership style. Ahmadinejad, in the past, has denied that the Holocaust happened and blames capitalism for the world's problems. Now WGN Traffic and Mary Vandeveld.
And looking good on this Wednesday morning. No delays so far on the Edens or the Kennedy. Eisenhower is starting to build just around 1st Avenue. Inbound side of the Stevenson around Central, seeing a backup. Inbound side of the Ryan in good shape. Southbound 57 near 111th. Car fire off to the side. Right lane blocked with equipment. No big delays on the tolls. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app pre-approved by AccuNet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Troy Murray here. For nearly 120 years, Chicago's own Nuveen has worked to live up to the highest standards of investment excellence, committed to delivering lasting value, whatever the markets may bring. Like generations of Chicagoans, they've watched our Blackhawks strive for excellence, whatever the season may bring. At Nuveen, they couldn't be more proud to support our champion Blackhawks as they work to keep Chicago the home of hockey excellence and bring the cup back to our city in 2017. Visit Nuveen.com today.
Hey, it's Patty Vasquez. When I was little, I never wanted to run away to the circus, but if I had seen Cavalia Odiseo, I would have escaped to perform under the white tents of the spectacular, spectacular. Somehow they've combined dance, theater, acrobats, live musicians, and special effects to create a shockingly beautiful experience. But it's the horses who steal the show. It was wonderful to spend a few hours mesmerized by these dazzling performances. You have to see Cavalia Odiseo to believe it. I might still run away to join them. Don't tell my husband.
Goods Furniture is an escape. A very leisurely, relaxing kind of day. You can browse furniture wherever you go in the 250,000 square foot store and have fun while doing it. Whether you're buying your first home, expanding your family, or just want something new, Goods has something for everyone. And the furniture at Goods is on sale every day. So you can always be sure you're getting the best value. No hype, no haggling. Just honest-to-goodness value day in and day out. Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $180 off select HP LaserJet printers.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off select HP LaserJet printers and get legendary HP quality. It's your easiest business decision.
Ends 4/15/17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Quick glance at the WGN Associated Bank market desk numbers. Asian equities closed mixed today. Trading in Europe is higher this morning across the board. Oil and gold futures are also higher in pre-market trading. Major index futures in the U.S. pointed to a somewhat flat opening on Wall Street. WGN Sports and Dave Ennett.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, the Cubs World Series Championship, and more gifts for the Cubs tonight. They'll receive their World Series Championship rings, the last official celebration before the calendar is finally flipped ahead to 2017. The ring ceremony precedes tonight's second home game against the Dodgers. The Cubs were off yesterday while the White Sox fell in Cleveland 2-1 in 10 innings. Francisco Lindor homered and then scored the game winner on Michael Brantley's double off Tommy Canley in the 10th. The Sox are 2-4, another one in Cleveland today. The Bulls can make the playoffs with a win at home tonight, their regular season finale against the Brooklyn Nets, a team that rallied to beat the Bulls in Brooklyn Saturday. The Bulls can still make it even with a loss if Miami loses to Washington. And the Blackhawks get ready to open the playoffs tomorrow night. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report, the Hawks hosting Nashville. Game one tomorrow, 6:30 here on WGN. The Hawks won't have defenseman Michael Roosevelt for the time being. He underwent surgery for facial fractures. I'm Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
In the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, we could reach the 80s by Saturday, the warm-up beginning Friday. For today, a mixture of sunshine and clouds with a high of 61. We'll stay in the low 50s lakeside. Clear skies above both airports this morning, 39 at O'Hare, 42 at Midway, 35 in Joliet, 44 downtown. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program for our Wednesday edition. It is 5:40. Glad to have you along. The New York International Auto Show is about to get underway, and it will include some of the final new car introductions for the 2017 Auto Show season. National auto expert Nick Miles, I'll get it out there, is there live. Sorry about that, little Bugs Bunny there, Nick. Glad to have you with us. Nick, by the way, if you don't know Nick, he's really a cool auto expert. You've probably seen him on Channel 9, WGN-TV, and KTLA, another of our stations. Nick, good to have you on.
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah, that's right. New York, it's the wrap-up of the season, so we're ready for all the final new cars from automakers.
So what are we going to expect? I know that one of the things, I really like this car, too, by the way, it's the new, is it the Kia Rio sedan?
Yeah. So Kia, of course, known for their being a challenger brand, and they tend to bring out vehicles that challenge what we see as the norm. The Rio is the smallest car in their lineup, and they, you know, a lot of people say small doesn't have to be boring, it doesn't have to be ugly, it doesn't have to be cheap. What they have done is really given an upscale version of a small car in the Rio. This is now the fourth generation for them of this car, and they're including things in it like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. They're targeting a 5-star safety rating for the family. They're doing targeting an IIHS top safety pick. So they're looking at trying to make these cars safer and nice. I mean, if you can't afford a luxury sports sedan at $70,000, they're saying you shouldn't have to have a car which doesn't have all these features like autonomous emergency braking and those sort of things. So it's a beautiful car. It comes in a 4-door or a 5-door hatch as well.
What other surprises might we see? We mentioned this is going to be the last of the new car introductions at these big auto shows. What else are we going to see?
Now, there's a lot of cars that are getting sort of their makeover for the summer, I like to put it up. The new Infiniti Q50 has been updated for this year. This is a sports sedan. It gets a new front, new rear, new wheels. The one car that we have finally seen in the U.S. that we heard that was coming is the new Range Rover Velar, V-E-L-A-R. And this Range Rover is sort of named after a prototype from the 1960s. One of the things that I'm really impressed about this car is that what they've done is done something called design with reductionism. So they've hidden things until you need them. What does that actually mean? So you don't see any buttons on the inside when you get in, but when you touch the black screen, all the buttons light up. So everything is like slim, it's small, it's hidden. The door handles are hidden. They deploy when you come up to the car, so they kind of pop out automatically. Those type of very cool things to try and make it very smooth line. We're getting so close to the Jetsons. And even for a price starting under $50,000, you know, these are things that we thought would never really appear in true cars. But for a price under $50,000, you're getting some of these. I think the biggest story here from the last 24 hours is the release of the Dodge Challenger Demon, which was last night. Vin Diesel was on hand. This car is going to be in Furious 8, the new movie. This is absolutely off the hook. It's a Challenger, but this is a street-legal drag car. It does 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. That is faster than you can unlock your cell phone. If you have a number combination or a pattern combination to unlock your cell phone, this car can get to 60 miles an hour before you can even unlock your phone. The quarter mile in under 10 seconds. The NHRA, the Drag Association, have actually banned this vehicle because it is too fast as a production vehicle on the track. And they're only going to make 3,000 of them. They're actually 840 horsepower, which is five times a Mazda 3's horsepower. This thing is completely off the hook.
Yeah, this is something I could almost dream racing up Lakeshore Drive in. On the Auto Show website, autoshowny.com, there's a picture of one of the red ones. This really is a hot-looking car. You mentioned earlier, and I kind of laughed, but it's true, we're really coming into that Jetsons moment, aren't we, where we're seeing all of these unbelievable cars with all of these different features. Are we going to see a flying car soon, Nick?
Well, there is two flying cars that are prototyped right now, and you can buy them, but you do need a pilot's license. The Telefugia is one. It was debuted at the New York show, I think, about 4 years ago. But again, we're not quite at the stage where you and I could go get in one outside the WGN studios in downtown Chicago and, you know, fly out to the other side of the lake in the day. It's right. Not quite there for you and I, but we're getting very close. I mean, even the new cars, that the car companies are starting to get it. They get that we're plugging in. They get that we need these devices. Even the new Lincoln Navigator has six USB ports. It has four 12-volt power outlets. It has 110-volt plug-in, wireless phone charging, all of these different things because we need to have a modern car where we can plug in.
Yeah, and I remember maybe even just a few years ago with the hybrid technology, the hybrid cars that were out there, police departments were sort of hesitant to start adding those. And here this week we've had a big announcement in Chicago that the Ford has now a hybrid out, and the Chicago Police Department is buying some of these cruisers. Are we getting to the point where this hybrid technology is almost as good as the other?
Absolutely. One of the reasons that hybrids have been fairly expensive up to now is this technology. We were adding two different powertrain systems into a car. So not were you just paying for the gas, but you were paying for the electric engine as well. It was very expensive. The research and development, what we call on the inside is the R&D of these cars, was expensive. It was expensive to test them. Every hybrid car have to be crash tested, even if they had a gas model already. That cost millions of dollars. So it was expensive to do. Now we're in whatever, when was the first Prius? Around 2000, the beginning of the 2000s. Now that we're about 10, 15 years into these hybrid cars, they're starting to become, this technology is starting to become right there with everything else. It's just the way life is. It's the way that we operate now. It's accepted technology. And you can get more power out of these hybrid cars using less fuel. So if you need to start from a standstill, the electric engine kicks in and gets these police officers up to a speed very quickly, yet it can save them between 10, 20, 30% on fuel. And that's great for a police department where most of their expenses goes on equipment and running that equipment. They can reduce those costs, which means we get more police officers on the street.
Yeah. So, Nick, in closing, the New York Auto Show, again, one of the big ones, how quickly after these shows do we see cars like the Kia Rio and the Charger and some of the other big ones that are introduced actually hit the showrooms? What's the time?
Some of them have timelines on them that the Rio will be out later this year. There's a new Subaru Crosstrek here that'll come out in August. There is a new Jeep Trackhawk that'll have it's basically based on the Jeep Grand Cherokee. That'll have 707 horsepower. You'll see that probably at the end of the year in the fall. So a lot of the cars will be between the summer and the end of the year as 2019 models, which is crazy to think of, but we're a year ahead with our car model ranges. Some of them are just concepts. There is a really cool Nissan Rogue Dogue here, which is a car specially made for dogs with their food bowls and ramps and that sort of thing. That doesn't have a production date yet because they're saying, you know, if there's enough interest here at the auto show in New York, then they will produce it. So, but most of the cars on the floor here, you'll see between the summer and the end of the year hitting showrooms in Chicago.
Nick, thanks for being with us. Enjoy the show.
Absolutely. I love my cars.
All right. Nick Miles, a national auto expert from the live from the New York International Auto Show, which is getting underway. A preview today, and then the show opens to the public April 14th through the 23rd. So if you're going to be in New York, check it out. Nick, thanks for being with us this morning here on The Opening Bell. 5:48, time to check the roads here in Chicago and the cars, and Mary Vandeveld's watching all of that. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. And traffic sponsored by Arm & Hammer Slide on the Edens. No delays. The Kennedy is building inbound into Nagel. Inbound on the Eisenhower about 30 from 53 and 18 from Mannheim. Slight backups into Mannheim. Inbound Stevenson 22 from the Tri-State. Little slow from Cicero into about Harlem area. The inbound side of the Ryan is in good shape. 57 southbound near 111th. Watch for a car fire. Right lane is still blocked with that, and no troubled spots on the tolls. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide, non-stick clumping litter slides right out of the litter box with no scrubbing or scraping, and provides the confidence of a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, pre-approved by AccuNet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
On the next We Trust Business Lunch, Terry Savage stops by. She'll check your pulse and do your taxes.
Your noontime check-in with the business world. The We Trust Business Lunch, today on 720 WGN.
They're arriving, truck after truck. Hi, this is Tom Janke of Builder Supply Outlet. We just made a special purchase. Truckloads of high-quality all-wood vanities. We'll now have over 800 in stock. Nobody has more vanities or can match our prices. Nobody. Need a beautiful top to complement your new vanity? I have hundreds of gorgeous granite and quartz tops in stock. Not those ugly colors you see in most big box stores. These tops are the newest colors, and many are exotic stones. The trucks are bringing in these high-quality all-wood vanities, and at these prices, they'll go fast. Come in before they're gone. Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day on every item. We're just 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road at 25th Avenue in Broadview. Or visit buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
This is Brian Wickert, owner and chief grilling officer with AccuNet Mortgage. It's that time of year where you might just put a delicious steak on the grill or some juicy brats, but I'll bet you'll never use 20 crisp new $100 bills to start the coals, would you? That would be crazy. But that's exactly what you're likely doing if you lazily and crazily just go with your bank, or worse, the guys with the rocket, for your next mortgage. I did another comparison on the $200,000 30-year fixed mortgage between AccuNet and a large bank headquartered in Canada, and sure enough, AccuNet's closing costs were $2,040 less for the same rate. But here's the best part. We're so good at what we do, 98% of our customers say they'd recommend AccuNet to a friend. Hey, don't light your hard-earned money on fire. Get started with a rock-solid guaranteed pre-approval to buy, or find out how much you can save with a refi by clicking on the blue button at AccuNet.com. Rates are back down, so grab a juicy low rate while they're still hot at accunet.com.
AccuNet Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS ID 255368, 13001 Silver Spring Drive in Low Overhead, Butler, Wisconsin 53007.
Wow, honey, the sunroom was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
An architect really did a nice job. Those online reviews were right. Now we can see and really enjoy the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And feel spring coming on.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know what might look nice out here?
Hmm.
A paver patio.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and maybe an outdoor kitchen over there in the corner.
Hmm.
You know what? I'm calling. 847-496-4333.
As the leading Chicagoland outdoor living space builder, Architect creates backyard additions that work seamlessly into the existing design of your home. Building screen porches, decks, patios, sunrooms, and more.
Ooh, baby, what about a fire pit? You know how much I've always wanted a fire pit.
I know, honey. Now ask about the financing. You know, I've always...
Architect. It all begins with your free in-person design consultation. Call 847-496-4333 or visit architectofchicagoland.com.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Dow futures are pointing up, but just barely this morning. They're going back and forth between negative and positive, so it could be a flat open on Wall Street in a couple of hours. Gold is trading higher this morning, silver as well. Crude oil is trading up at $53.69 a barrel. Some other stories we're watching for you today. Federal hiring freeze implemented by President Trump as one of his first acts of office will be lifted today. The budget director says many jobs will remain unfilled as the White House embarks on an administration-wide effort to overhaul the federal government and reduce its workforce. President signed the memorandum in January, freezing large portions of federal government hiring, barring any military and other positions deemed necessary for national security and public safety. Agencies will have until June to submit drafts for overhauling their workforces. A couple of other stories, too. We're watching leaders of the Senate Finance Committee and the Transportation Committee, again, urging United Airlines to respond to questions about how the situation was handled at O'Hare Airport over the weekend involving that dragged passenger. Also yesterday, we saw the CEO, Oscar Munoz of United, issue a new apology saying that we will do better and calling the situation really uncalled for, much different from his earlier statement on the issue before the stock of United sort of tanked yesterday. It's recovered a little bit this morning. Toyota is introducing a wearable robotic leg brace designed to help partially paralyzed people walk. It's called the WeWalk WW100 system. It's made up of motorized mechanical frame that fits on a person's leg from the knee down. The patients can practice walking wearing the robotic device on a special treadmill that can support their weight. Toyota demonstrated the equipment for reporters at its headquarters in Tokyo today. Toyota says 100 such systems will be rented to medical facilities in Japan later this year with the hope of spreading it across the country, around the world, soon after that. Now, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk outlook for this Wednesday, April 12, 2017, just one big government report today. Treasury releases the federal budget for March. Delta Airlines is going to report its quarterly financial earnings today. Also, a couple of other things happening. The president's spokesperson under fire for saying that Adolf Hitler never used chemical weapons the way Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has. He has apologized, but the uproar continues. Likely to hear more about that today. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Moscow to meet with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other Russian officials. Statement out of the Russian president's office within the last hour or so suggests that the country is not happy with relations with the United States, saying, as a matter of fact, that the relations are worse under President Trump since he took office. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics will also publish the import and export prices for March, and Ambassador Nikki Haley chairs a morning session of the UN Security Council. It will focus on Syria. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Wednesday, April 12, 2017. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning right here on 720 WGN and in the Steve Cochran Show coming up next. And we'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of The Opening Bell. I'm Steve Krzyzanich. Have a great day.
Stories and sounds. WGN Plus. It's a whole other world.
Gilkey's known for quality. And I think when people look for windows, Gilkey's definitely on the top of the list.
Mike Gilkey has put together a window that is literally a world-class product. We have the best frame technology and the best glass technology.
When you put the Gilkey windows side by side with the competitors' windows, there is an obvious difference.
It is top of the line from start to finish, from sales all the way to service.
And we're the marketer, manufacturer, and installer of these windows, so that means a lot.
Hi, I'm Mike Gilkey. I wanted you to hear from my employees because they are the face and heart of Gilkey Windows. Our employees are family, and so are our customers. If your home needs new windows, become part of the Gilkey family today. Save $150 per window and save $300 per sliding patio door. Visit us online at Gilkey.com or call us today at 1-888-3-GILKEY. That's 1-888-3-G-I-L-K-E-Y.
Spring is here and it's time to start thinking about opening your lake house or cottage. You've been counting down the days to the family boating trips, fishing, and just relaxing together. Cabin owners can agree this is a great time, but it requires a lot of work. Let Buy the Yard maintenance-free outdoor furniture take some of that work away. One of the most time-saving and cost-effective things you can do for your cottage is to outfit it with Buy the Yard maintenance-free outdoor furniture on your deck, patio, dock, or boat. You buy it once, you never have to replace it. It lasts for decades, and you'll never have to spend time painting or staining the pieces. Now that's easy. Make it easy on yourself this spring and every spring and invest in maintenance-free outdoor furniture for the folks at Buy the Yard. Call their showroom in Vernon Hills at 847-793-0303 and ask for a free catalog to be mailed to you or visit buytheyard.net.
It is time for the Steve Cochran Show, down to the big Allstate studio. Dave is there. Pete McMurray's in today for Steve. Good morning, everybody. Good
everybody
morning.
Was so happy to see me on Monday. I get nothing today. What's
going
on
mean?
Here?
We're happy to see you.
Hey, guys, great to be back. Steve's back tomorrow, but I'm here today.
We're always happy
right,
to see
Pete,
you, Pete.
Great to see you.
Thank you. This is what
Woo-hoo.
I need.
Yay.
Do you want us to throw you a parade? Or
yeah.
What?
You know, maybe have a
streamers.
Little breakfast. Yeah. We can all hang out.
I don't want to make Steve feel bad because he's not here.
He's back tomorrow.
Well, did you bring any food, Pete?
No.
That always
well,
helps.
Well, that's why. If
you know
bring
what?
Food.
Hold on a second. Right, I have some pirate. I have a bag of pirate booty.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't sound very delicious.
So apparently I'm
is
the only
gold?
One. I'm
no,
the only
actually,
one.
Actually, that's not bad stuff.
It's good
but,
stuff.
But it gets the cheese things all over your fingers.
It's like styrofoam with cheese.
Yes.
It basically is. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they were cheese donuts or something.
No, we had the donuts yesterday from Glaze and Infuse. Did you get some of those?
I did. Okay. I did get a half of one of those. Those are wonderful. Thank you. Did you bring those?
Glaze and Infuse did.
Very nice.
Yeah, we got yelled at for cutting them in half.
Boy, the food goes quick around here.
Yes, it does.
I mean, do people eat at home, or do they just wait until they get to GN to eat?
And do you notice, like, when food hits any of these tables, people come out of the woodwork for it? People you never see all week.
Oh, yeah. The whole sales department, everyone.
Well, there's an area at the radio station on the 7th floor where the food goes at 10 a.m., and people just hover and wait.
Yeah. Yeah, people are usually waiting there when we come upstairs.
You can actually hear them from down the hall.
Running down the hall. Yeah. Cheeseburgers a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. And we had
from America's Dog.
And how about the
hot dogs.
The food we had yesterday, the polenta and the scampi.
Boy, that was wonderful.
Michael. Yeah.
And it was low fat, too, which you loved. You
I
ate
did.
It.
I did.
I love seeing you eat, man.
I know. I don't very often.